You're listening to Podcasting Made Simple. I'm your host, Alex Sanfilippo. For this episode's guide and resources, please visit podpros.com/217. And now let's get to the episode.
If you're part of the podcast platform in any way, shape, or form, more than likely, you have growth on your mind. You want to grow your podcast by any means necessary. You want as many eyes and ears on your podcast each and every time you produce a new episode. If you're hosting and producing your own podcast, growth means you're opening up a world of new opportunities for you and your brand. If you're guesting on podcasts and you're lending your expertise to established shows, you should be just as obsessed with growth as those hosts and producers, because every time a new listener filters into that podcast, that's another opportunity for your message to be heard. Now, there are a lot of factors that go into growing a podcast, and each and every podcaster has their own reason for wanting to grow. But there's a very important factor that we're going to talk about today that you need to have at the top of your priority list each and every time you sit down to produce a new podcast episode. Hi, I'm Jason Sircone, and today I'm going to talk to you about the art of digging deeper, going a few layers below the surface, getting beyond the surface level questions and answers, and creating compelling, engaging content that captivates your audience, brings them in, puts them in a seat, and keeps them there for life. If you truly want to grow your podcast, your content has to be compelling, it has to be engaging, and it has to give your audience a reason to tune in each and every week. So today we're going to talk about how you can make that happen. So to kick things off, let's talk about why your content needs to be so compelling. Put yourself in your listener's shoes. When you're in consumer mode and you're looking to take in a new movie or a series on Netflix or a new podcast, what are you looking for? You're looking for engaging content that's going to get you bought into what you're experiencing. You want a good storyline. You want action. You want adventure. You want romance. You want whatever is on the docket, whatever's being advertised, that's what you showed up for. If that content is not engaging, if it's not compelling, if it doesn't deliver on what it was advertised as, what reason do you have to be loyal to it? None. And worst of all, you're not going to tell your friends, right? You're not going to tell your family members, you got to go see this movie. You need to binge this series. You need to check out this podcast. The biggest thing you need to keep in mind with your content, if you want to grow your audience, your content needs to be recommendable. And the only way your content is going to be recommendable is if it delivers an engagement, and if it is compelling enough for someone to say, wow, this is really good. I'm going to come back next week. I'm going to check out the next episode. Or I'm going to go back in the archives and I'm going to catch up on some of these episodes I missed. If your content does that, you put yourself in a much better position to get people to tune in and stay tuned in. And like I said, turn around and recommend it to a friend or a family member. So think about it just like yourself. If you hated a movie, you're not going to tell anybody to go see it. You're going to say, don't waste your time. That's the last thing you want when someone's talking about your podcast. So now that you're a little clearer on why it's so important to create compelling, engaging content, how do you do it? Well, as I said a few minutes ago, it's all about going beneath the surface. If you have a podcast, it's the host-guest dynamic. If you're the host, you need to go into each and every interview you're about to conduct with the mindset that I am going to give this guest the best conversation that they have ever had. Period. That is your mindset. If you're the guest, you need to be coming to each and every podcast appearance that you've booked with the mindset of being value-driven and ready to deliver the most powerful, engaging content you possibly can. When this happens, there is instant synergy between host and guest. We have to start thinking about each and every podcast we do as a collaborative effort. When we start thinking on the level of everything that we're doing is the synergistic process that's designed to not only help give us this great experience in hosting guests, but it's also going to impact our audience, that's when the real magic happens. If the host is in the mindset of giving the best possible conversation and the best experience to the guest, and the guest is showing up with value in mind, ready to deliver every piece of expertise they possibly can, the chemistry is going to be felt almost immediately. That's how you grow. Everybody wins when that's the attitude. The host wins because they have a great conversation and now they have a great piece of content that they can share with their audience that they know they're going to gobble up. The guest wins because they delivered a ton of value, and when the audience hears it, they're going to be intrigued to seek them out for even more value. And the audience wins because they showed up for a specific reason and the content delivered at each and every juncture. So let's think about this whole mindset and thought process behind compelling content. As a podcast listener, you're coming in for a variety of reasons: entertainment, education, to gain some new perspectives, maybe just to escape your world for 45 minutes to an hour. Whatever it is, you come in with a certain expectation, and that expectation is to be engaged. So if the content does not deliver on that promise, it makes it very easy for a person to just click away and go to the next podcast. That's the last thing you want. You need to captivate people and get their butts in the seats and keep them there. So let's talk about building that compelling content. If you're the host, you have to ask questions to your guests that go beneath the surface and elicit good conversation. I can't speak for everyone, but I know when I tune into a podcast, if I hear a great conversation unfold that feels organic and there's energy and you can feel that chemistry between the guest and the host, that's the type of content I'm here for. And that's the type of content I'm going to come back for again and again and again. So when you're building your content as the host, you have to go beneath the surface. You cannot ask the same canned surface level questions that guest has probably been asked hundreds of other times, because when you do, guess what? You're going to get the same canned surface level response that they've given everywhere else. You need to push the envelope and go a little deeper. So how do you do that? Let me give you an example, and this is something that I do on my podcast. If I have an author as a guest, more than likely that guest has told their story and talked about their book on a number of different podcasts. When I have them on my show, I have about a 45-minute to 1-hour window. My goal, as I said, is to give them the best conversation and the best experience they've ever had on a podcast. Am I going to achieve that every time? Probably not, but that's my mindset. I have to be thinking that what I'm creating is absolute gold and everybody that consumes this is going to think it's the best podcast ever. It's a high expectation, but it's where your mind has to be to create this compelling, engaging content. So I have this author in front of me. If I ask the question, tell me about writing your book, more than likely they've answered that question 1,000 times, so they're going to provide the same canned response. If listeners follow that author around to other podcasts and they hear the same thing over and over, what reason do they have to stay tuned into your show? This is just going to be another interview with Joe Author. But what if you ask this question of Joe Author? During the creation process of your book, when you were getting everything down, was there ever a point that you were just so frustrated or hit with writer's block that you just wanted to hit the delete button and start the whole project over again? That question digs a little deeper. A lot of times, and I've had this happen, authors have laughed and said, wow, no one's ever asked me that before. Let me tell you a story. In the conversations I've had with authors in that creative process, there is a lot of frustration. And if you've authored your book, you probably know what I'm talking about. So this gives them an opportunity to open up and tell a story that they may have not told before. So asking questions on that level is going to set the table for a better conversation to break out. Now, on the guest side, how do you help create compelling content when you're the guest? This is where the magic can really happen. With one sheets and media kits and different online profiles that you may have for your podcast guesting efforts, most of them give you an opportunity, or they should, to have suggested expert questions that you can provide to the podcasters. Podcasters can then use these questions to build a format that caters to your expertise. The more interesting and compelling these questions are, the better the conversation is going to be on your podcast. For me, I don't treat these as suggested questions. I call them conversation starters. When I provide these questions to a podcaster, when they ask those questions of me, I'm going to give a response that's going to hopefully spark a good conversation. My goal is that the host takes a cue and starts asking follow-ups to those, because I'm going to provide an answer that elicits that. This is how good conversation breaks out, and this is how you're going to make a compelling experience for every listener that tunes in. When they hear these great conversations taking place, it's going to tell them, this is why I'm here. This is exactly what they advertise. I learned something. I felt something by listening to this. I'm coming back for more. I'm going back in the archives. I got to see what I've missed. This is phenomenal. Joe, come here. You got to hear this podcast. This is what you're aiming for. And having those powerful conversations is what's going to make it happen. So to summarize, digging deeper, going beneath the surface. When you're the host creating your show format and you're putting questions in front of you, go deeper. Ask questions that are going to elicit a powerful response, and don't get hung up with just asking a basic surface level question unless you want a surface level answer that does not lead to the engagement you need to truly grow your show. When you're the guest, on your one sheet, on your profiles, do not waste this precious piece of real estate. Use that section to have conversation starting questions that you can provide to any podcaster. And when they ask you, it's going to elicit a powerful response that leads to an engaging conversation that the audience can gobble up, enjoy, learn from, feel transformed. And when they hear it, they know they've found their podcast. And they're going to come back next week and the week after and the week after that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about being compelling. There are so many podcast options in the world today that if your show does not stand out and have this type of content, you're giving your listeners a reason to go listen to another podcast. You're giving your listeners a reason to not keep you in their weekly listening rotation. You never want to go down this path. Consistency, quality, and always be compelling. When you keep these pillars at the front of all of your podcast creation efforts, whether you're the host or whether you're the guest that's providing expertise to collaboratively make this content come to life, having the right mindset and keeping those pillars at the front of that mindset is going to help you create content that everybody is going to gobble up and everybody is going to come back for more of each and every week. Today's biggest lesson, go beneath the surface. Learn to dig a little deeper and always focus on being compelling. Thank you very much.
If you enjoyed this episode, please visit podpros.com/217. Then share the link with one person that you believe it would add value to. Until next time, thank you for listening.